So right now we are going to continue with our reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita about the external reasons for the Lord's advent. And so we will share the screen again. Participants, we'll just make sure everybody's on mute, just to keep you all quiet. Okay, so share screen. Okay, we are on text 54 in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 3. Alrighty, let's see. Okay, so I'll start the reading, and then after that we'll have other Prabhus or Prabhis raise their hands and have a chance to read. Okay, let me just put that in the corner. Krishnai Dvivarna Sadhayana Mukhe Attava Krishna Ketino Varne Nija Suke. So, the two syllables Krishna are always in his mouth, or he constantly describes Krishna with great pleasure. So this is in reference to the last verse that we were talking about, Krishna Varna Chvisa Krishna Sango Pangrasya Parshadam Yagyayi Sankirtana Prayari Shantihi Sumedasa, which means that in this age of Kali, Krishna appears not in a blackish form, but in a form where he's always chanting his holy name. And so there's two syllables, Krishna, are always in his mouth. And that's what Varnayati means. Or he constantly describes Krishna with great pleasure. So here's more analysis of that Sanskrit verse. So this is what we're dealing with right now. We're analyzing the Sanskrit verse, Tvisha, Krishna Sango Panga Shraparshanam Yagyahi Sankirtana Jhanti Sumedasa. Krishna Varna Tvisha Krishna Sango Panga Shraparshanam Yagyahi Sankirtana Prayar Jhanti Sumedasa. Which, to give you the translation of that verse, is that Krishna appears in this Kali Yuga, not in the blackish form, but always chanting his holy name. She appears with his associates, which are his weapons, and the holy name, which is his weapons. And what are they doing? Yagyahi Sankirtana Prayar, they're performing Sankirtan. And those who have sufficient brain substance, which is very rare in Kali Yuga, then they also perform Sankirtan. Okay, so here's the continual analysis of that particular verse. Krishna Varna Sabdera Artha Dvita Praman. Krishna Vinu Tanra Mukhe Nahi Aise An. There are two meanings of the word Krishna Varna, indeed nothing else but Krishna issues from his mouth. Keha Tanri Bala Yari Krishna Varan Ara Visheshane Thara Kare Nivaran. If someone tries to describe him as being of blackish complexion, the next adjective, Tvisha Akrishnam, immediately restricts him, which means he's not blackish. Deya Kantye Hoyatino Akrishna Varan Akrishna Varane Kahi Pita Varan. His complexion is certainly not blackish. Indeed, his not being blackish indicates that his complexion is yellow. And here's a Sanskrit verse that verifies that. Kaloyam vidvamsas bhutam abhijajante dyuti bharat akrishnangam krishnamaka yadidivir utkirtanam hai hai. Upasham cha prahuryam makil cha turashraman jusham sadevas chaitanya kiritir atit Saramna Kripayatu. By performing the sacrifice of congregational chanting of the holy name, learned scholars in the age of Kali worship Lord Krishna, who is now non-blackish because of the great upsurge of the feelings of Srimati Radharani. He is the only worshipable deity for the Paramahamsas who have attained the highest stage of the fourth order, sannyas. May that supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, show us his causes mercy. So the Sanskrit verse is written, Advitiya Sri Chaitanyashtaka, number one, from the Stavamala of Srila Rupa Goswami. Pratyaksha tanhara tapta kanchanera dute yanhara chaitya chattaya nashe jnana tamastiti. One can vividly see his glowing complexion of molten gold, which dispels the darkness of ignorance. Jivera kalma shatamo nasha karibare angopanga nama nana kastradare. The sinful life of the living beings results from ignorance. To destroy that ignorance, he has brought various weapons, such as his plenary associates, like Lord Nityananda, his devotees, and the holy name. Bhaktira virodi karma dharma va adharma tahara karma shanama se mahatamaha. The greatest ignorance consists of activities, whether religious or irreligious, that are opposed to devotional service. They are to be known as sins, kamashan. So it's very interesting. So it says religious activities are ignorance and sinful? Yes, because they take you away from Krishna. Religious activities that are just mundane religiosity, like rituals, worship of the demigods, and different things like that, that are not connected to Krishna. In other words, pious activities that are not connected to Krishna to help you advance materially, sinful in a larger context. So, next text. Bhutule Haridwali Prema Drishye Chai Kariya Kalmasha Nasa Premete Vasai. Raising his arms, chanting the holy name, and looking upon all with deep love, he drives away all sins and floods everyone with love of God. Okay? Mitaloka shokam harati jagatam yasya parito giram tu praramba kushala patalim palavayati paralamba kam va panayati naki prema vnivaham sadevas chaitanya kritir atit. Ramna Kripayatu. Oops. What happened here? Oh, keep hitting that mouse by accident. May the Supreme Personality of God in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya bestow his causeless mercy upon us. His smiling glance at once drives away all bereavements in the world, and his very words enliven the auspicious creepers of devotion by expanding their leaves, taking shelter of his lotus feet, invokes transcendental love of God at once. This verse is Dvitiya Sri Chaitanya Yashtaka, 8 from the Stavamala of Sri Rupa Goswami. Sri Anga Shimoka Ye Kare Darashan Thara Papakshayahaya Paya Prema Dan. Anyone who looks upon his beautiful body or beautiful face becomes freed from all sins and obtains the wealth of love of Godhead. Text 65. Anya avatari sava asanya shastra sange Chaitanya Krishnera shanya anga upange. In other incarnations, the Lord descended with armies and weapons, But in this incarnation, his soldiers are his plenary parts and associates. Sado Pashashi Mandrita Manuja Kayai Pranayatam Mahadvirgir Vanagirisha Parameshti Pravritivihi Swabhaktevya Shudham Nijabhajana Mudram Upadisham Sachitanya Kim Me Punarapitashoryas Yatipadam. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always the most worshipful deity of the demigods, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, who came in the garb of ordinary men bearing love for him. He instructs his own pure devotional service to his devotees. Will he again be the object of my vision? So this verse is Pratama Chaitanyashtaka 1 from the Stavamala of Sri Rupa Goswami. So, of course, Lord Shiva, he appears as Advaitacharya, and Lord Brahma appears as Haridas Thakur. Okay, so let's continue, and I guess the next person will be Rakesh. And you can unmute yourself and chat right now.
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Hare Bhava, so go ahead.
Angopang astra kare swa karya sadhana Anga sabdir artha arasuna divya mana. His plenary parts and associates perform the work of weapons as their own specific duties. Please hear from me another meaning of the word Anga. Anga sabde ansya kahe sastra pramana anger avaya upanga vyakhyana.
Can you say?
No. No. According to the evidence of the revealed scriptures, a bodily limb, Anga, is also called a part, Ansha, and a part of limb is also called a partial part, Upanga. Narayana Swamna hi sarva dehina Atmasi adhisakhila lokasakshi Narayano Angam Narabhu Jalayant Tachapi Satyam Na Tvev Maya.
Okay. Should be there in front of you.
Now it is. O Lord of Lords, you are the seers of all creations. You are indeed everyone's dearest life. Are you not there for my father Narayana? Narayana refers to one whose abode is in the water, born from Nara, Garbho Dakshai Vishnu, and that Narayan is your plenary portion. All your plenary portions are transcendental. They are absolute and are not creation of Maya. Purport. This text was spoken to Lord Krishna by Brahma in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jalasai antaryami yai Narayana seho tomar ansya tumi mool Narayana. The manifestation of the Narayana who predominates in everyone's heart, as well as Narayana who lives in the water, Karana, Garbha, Chira, is your plenary portion. You are therefore the original Narayana. Anga sabde ansya kahe seho satyahaya maya karya nahe sabda chid ananda maya. The word Anga indeed refers to plenary portion. Such manifestations should never be considered products of material nature, for they are all transcendental, full of knowledge and full of bliss. In the material world, if a fragment is taken from an original object, the original object is reduced by the removal of that fragment. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not at all affected by the action of Maya. The Isopanishad says, Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam Purna Purnam Udyachate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vasis Uchyate, the personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because he is completely perfect, all emanation from him, such as is this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete whole. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in self, because he is the complete whole. Even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. Sri Isopanishad invocation. In the realm of absolute, no 1 plus 1 equals 1 and 1 minus 1 equals 1. Therefore, one should not conceive of a fragment of the Supreme Lord in the material sense. In the spiritual world, there is no influence of the material energy or material calculation of fragment. In the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that living entities are his parts and partial. There are innumerable living entities throughout the material and spiritual universes, but still Lord Krishna is full in himself. To think that God has lost his personality because his many parts and parcels are all distributed all over the universe is an illusion. That is a material calculation. Such calculations are possible only under the influence of the material energy, Maya. In the spiritual world, the material energy is conspicuous only by its absence. In the category of Vishnu Tattva, there is no loss of power from one expansion to the next, any more than there is a loss of illumination as one candle kindles another. The thousands of candles may be kindled by an original candle, and all will have the same candle power. In this way, it is to be understood that although all the Vishnu Tattva, from Krishna and Lord Chaitanya to Rama, Narasimha, Varaha, and so on, appears with different features in the different ages, all are equally invested with the supreme potency. Demigods such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva come in contact with the material energy, and their power and potencies are therefore of different gradation. All the incarnations of Vishnu, however, are equal in potency, for the influence of Maya cannot even approach them.
Okay, stop here. Okay, this is a topic that we've talked about before, that there's only one God, and all the different incarnations, appearances of God are the same person, just acting differently in different circumstances, simultaneously, inconceivably, and don't try to understand that with our limited intelligence. So, next we will allow Sumukh to read. And you're allowed to unmute yourself now.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Okay.
Advaita Nityananda Chaitanyera Duyanga Angera Avyavagana Kahiye Upanga. Shri Advaita Prabhu and Shri Nityananda Prabhu are both plenary portions of Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are limbs, angas of his body. The parts of these two limbs are called upangas. Text 73. Angopanga tikshna astra prabhura sahite saisaba astra haya pashanda dalite. Translation. Thus, the Lord is equipped with sharp weapons in the forms of his parts and plenary portions. All these weapons are competent enough to crush the faithless atheist. Purport. The word Pashanda is very significant here. One who compares the supreme personality of Godhead to the demigods is known as Pashanda. Pashandas try to bring the Supreme Lord down to a mundane level. Sometimes they create their own imaginary God or accept an ordinary person as God and advertise him as equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are so foolish that they present to the Supreme someone as the next incarnation of Lord Chaitanya or Krishna, although his activities are all contradictory to those of a genuine incarnation, and thus they fool the innocent public. One who is intelligent and who studies the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with reference to the Vedic context cannot be bewildered by the Pashandas. Pashandas or atheists cannot understand the pastimes of the Supreme Lord or transcendental loving service of the Lord. They think that the devotional service is no better than ordinary fruitive activities, karma, as Bhagavad Gita 4.8 confirms. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees saving the righteous and chastising the miscreants, paritrayanay sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam, always curb these nonsensical atheists. Miscreants always want to deny the Supreme Personality of Godhead and put stumbling blocks in the path of devotional service. The Lord sends His bona fide representatives and appears Himself to curb this nonsense. Text number 74. Nityananda Goshani Sakshad Haladhara Advaita Acharya Goshani Sakshad Ishwara. Sri Nityananda Goshani is directly Haladhara, O Lord Balaram, and Advaita Acharya is the personality of Godhead Himself. Text 75. Srivasadi Parishada Shainya Sangelana Doi Senapati Bole Kirtana Kariya. These two captains with their soldiers, such as Srivas Thakur, travel everywhere chanting the holy name of the Lord. Text 76. Pashanda Dalana Vana Nityananda Raya Acharya Hunkare Papa Pashandi Palaya. Lord Nityananda's very features indicate that He is the subduer of the unbelievers. All sins and unbelievers flee from this loud shouts of Advaita Acharya. Text 77. Sankirtana Pravartaka Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtana Yajna Tanare Bhaje Saidhanyam. Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya is the initiator of Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. One who worships Him through Sankirtan is fortunate indeed. Text 78. Saita Sumedha Ara Kubudhi Samsara Sarva Yajna Haite Krishna Nama Yajna Sara. Such a person is truly intelligent, whereas others who have put but a poor fund of knowledge must endure a cycle of repeated birth and death. Of all sacrificial performances, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is the most sublime. Perfect. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the father of the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement. One who worships Him by sacrificing his life, money, intelligence, and words for the Sankirtan movement is recognized by the Lord and endowed with His blessings. All others may be said to be foolish, for of all sacrifices in which a man may apply his energy, a sacrifice made for the Sankirtan movement is the most glorious. Text 79. Koti Ashwamedha Eka Krishna Nama Sama Yai Kahe Sai Pashandi Dande Tare Yama. One who says that 10 million Ashwamedha sacrifices are equal to the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna is undoubtedly an atheist. He is sure to be punished by Yamraj. But in the list of the 10 kinds of offenses in chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hare Krishna, the 8th offense is Dharma Vrata Tyaga Hutadi Sarva Subha Kriya Samyami Api Pramada. One should never consider the chanting of the holy name of Godhead equal to pious activities like giving charity to brahmanas or saintly persons, opening charitable educational institutions, distributing free foodstuffs, and so on. The result of pious activities do not equal the result of the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. The Vedic scriptures say, Gokoti, Gokoti Danam Grahane Khagasya Parayaga Gangodaka Kalpavasha Yajna Yutam Meru Suruvana Danam Govinda Kirtere Na Samam Satam Shai. Even if one distributes 10 million cows in charity during an eclipse of the sun, lives at the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna for millions of years, or gives a mountain of gold in sacrifice to the Brahmanas, he does not earn 1/100th part of the merit derived from chanting Hare Krishna. In other words, one who accepts the chanting of Hare Krishna to be some kind of pious activity is completely misled. Of course, it is pious, but the real fact is that Krishna and his name, being transcendental, are far above all mundane pious activities. Pious activity is on the material platform, but chanting of the holy name of Krishna is completely on the spiritual plane. Therefore, although Pashandis do not understand this, pious activities can never compare to the chanting of the holy name. Text 80.
You're gonna end right there. So it's a very important point that even to compare the chanting of the name to any pious activity makes you a Pashandi. Even just the comparison with millions and billions of pious activities, you immediately become a Pashandi. Pashandi, of course, means atheist or outcast in the Vedic system. So we should take that to heart. And of course, one of the offenses on chanting, which Prabhupada is making reference to, which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is making reference to, is to consider the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities mentioned in the Vedas, like karma kandya activities. Okay, so now we'll have Sudharma go. Thank you very much, Sumukh. So, Sudharma, you can unmute yourself now. You have your hand up.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances as Guru Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, so go ahead. Okay, so you can read now.
Text 80. Bhagavata Sandarbha Gantira Mangala Charana Shloke Jiva Goswami Kariyache Payakana. Translation. In the auspicious introductions of the Bhagavat Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami has given the following verse as an explanation. Text 81. Ananta Krishna Bir Gaura Gauram Drishtistanga Gade Vaibhavam Kalo Sankirtanai Dharshma Krishna Chaitanya Ashritaya. Translation. I take shelter of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is outwardly of fair complexion, but inwardly Krishna himself. In this age of Kali, he displays his expansions, his angas and upangas, by performing congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Shepherd. Sri Jiva Goswami has placed this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam quoted in the text 52, Krishna Varna Tishwa Krishnam, as the auspicious introduction to this Bhagavat Sandarbha, or Satam Sat Sandarbha. He has composed this text 81, which is in fact an explanation of Bhagavatam verse, as the second verse of the same work. The verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam is initiated by Karambhaja, one of the nine great sages, and it is elaborately explained by the Sarva Samvadini, Jiva Goswami's commentary on his own Sat Sandarbha. Atha Krishna refers to one who is always thinking of Krishna. This attitude is a predominant feature of Srimati Radharani. Even though many devotees always think of Krishna, none can surpass the gopis amongst devotees always thinks of Krishna. Sorry. None can surpass the gopis amongst whose Radharani is the leader in thinking of Krishna. Radharani's Krishna consciousness surpasses that of all other devotees. Lord Chaitanya accepted the position of Srimati Radharani to understand Krishna. Therefore, he is always thinking of Krishna in the same way as Radharani. By thinking of Lord Krishna, he always overlaps Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya, who is outwardly very fair with a complexion like molten gold, simultaneously manifests his eternal associate uplands, expansions and incarnation. He preaches the process of chanting Hare Krishna, and those who are under his lotus feet are glorious. Text 82. Upapura hina suni shi Krishna pachana kripa kari vayasa pati kriya achena katana. Translation. In the Upapuranas, we hear Sri Krishna showing his mercy to Vyasadeva by speaking to him as follows. Text 83. Aham eva vachid brahmana sanyasasram astriya hari bhaktim grayam kalau papa hata nara. Translation. O learned brahmanas, sometimes accept the renounced order of life to induce the fallen people of the age of Kali to accept devotional service to the Lord. Text 84. Bhagavad Bharata Sastre Agama Purana Chaitanya Krishna Avatare Prakata Paramana. Translation. Srimad Bhagavatam, the Mahabharata, the Puranas and other Vedic literatures all give evidence to prove that Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna. Text 85. Prakashaya Dehina Nana Prakta Prabhava Alaukik Ka karma alaukika anubhava. Translation. One can also directly see Lord Chaitanya's manifest influence in his uncommon deeds and uncommon Krishna conscious realization. Text 36. Dehiyana dehe yata abhakatera gana ulake na deke yena suryera kirana. Translation. By faithless and But faithless unbelievers do not see what is clearly evident, just as owls do not see the rays of the sun. Text 87. Tvam shila rupa charita param prakshtaye satvena satvikataya prabhalase cha sastray praktayata daiva praramatha vidam matayascha naivasura prak. Translation. O my Lord, those influenced by demonic principles cannot realize you. Although you are clearly the supreme by the dint of your exalted activities, forms, character and uncommon powers, which are confirmed by all the revealed scriptures in the quality of goodness and the celebrated transcendentalist in the divine nature. Purport. This is a verse from Stotra Ratna 12 of the Yamuna of Yamanacharya, the spiritual master of Ramanujacharya. The authentic scriptures describe the transcendental activities, features, form and qualities of Krishna. And Krishna explains himself in Bhagavad Gita, the most authentic scriptures in the world. He is further explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered the explanations of the Vedanta Sutra. Lord Krishna is accepted as the Supreme Personality Godhead by those authentic scriptures, not simply by vox populi. In this modern age, a certain class of fools thinks that they can vote anyone into the positions of court, as they can vote a man into position of political executive head. But the transcendental Supreme Personality Godhead is perfectly described in the authentic scriptures. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that the only fools derived him, thinking that anyone can speak like Krishna. Even according to the historical reference, Krishna's activity are most uncommon. Krishna has affirmed, I am God, and he has acted accordingly. Mayavadis thinks that anyone can claim to be God, but that is their illusion, for no one else can perform such extraordinary activities as Krishna. When he was a child on the laps of his mother, he killed the demon Putna. Then he killed the demon Trainavata, Vatsasura and Baka. When he was a little more grown up, he killed the demon Agasura and Rashabasura. Therefore, God is God from the very beginning. The idea is that someone can become God by meditation is ridiculous. By hard endeavor, one can realize his godly nature. but he will never become God. The asuras or demons who think that anyone can become God are condemned. The authentic scriptures are compiled by personalities like Vyasadeva, Narad, Asita, and Parasha, who are not ordinary men. All the followers of the Vedic ways of life have accepted these famous personalities whose authentic scriptures conform to the Vedic literatures. Nevertheless, the demonic do not believe their statements and they purposely oppose the Supreme Personal Godhead and his devotees. Today, it is fashionable for common men to write whimsical words as so-called incarnations of God and be accepted as authentic by other common men. The demonic mentality is condemned in the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, wherein it is said that those who are miscreants and the lords of mankind, who are fools and asses, cannot accept the Supreme Personal Godhead because of their demonic nature. They are compared to ulukas or owls who cannot open their eyes in the sunlight. Because they cannot bear the sunlight, they hide themselves from it and never see it. They cannot believe that there is such illuminations.
Okay, okay.
Text 88.
That's enough. That's enough. Thank you very much, Nana. Okay, so now we are going to take questions about the things we've read today. All pretty easy to understand. That's why there's not so many purports to these different verses. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then the commentaries on the Yajyahi Sankirtana Prayar, Yajantihi Sumedha Saha verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. So mostly their commentaries, what we read today, the commentaries on that verse, Krishna Varna Trisha Krishnam, Sango Panga Sriparshanam Yajyahi Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. What that means is that in this age of Kali, Krishna appears, again, I'm giving you the translation, in a non-blackish form, but he's actually always chanting Krishna's names. And then he's accompanied by his associates and his weapons, and his associates are his weapons, and the holy name is his weapon. And those who have sufficient brain substance, they will worship the Lord by the performance of Sankirtan. So, okay. I think it's open for everybody now. Who wants to ask a question? Sumuk.
I have a question if nobody else.
Well, I think Sumuk started.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Sumuk, first of all, I just want to ask you, what happened with the cyclone there? It looks like you're still okay.
It's gone, Gurudev.
So there was no damage or anything?
No power line off in Vitilevu, the main island, but the other island, Vanualevu, it went over the land in Lambasa and led a lot of damages there. Worse than Cyclone Winston, that's what I heard.
So and, Lambasa was hurt quite a bit, right?
Yes, Gurudev.
What about Sabu Sabu?
Not that much. But Lambasa, Bua, these places were hit. There's no communication, so we cannot call and ask them what's happening.
Oh, so you have no way of communicating with them?
Yes. So.
Okay, pray for the devotees. We have a lot of devotees there.
True, true. Okay,
true. So what's the question?
The question is this text 61 of chapter 3, Bhaktira Virodhi Karma Dharma Va Adharma. It says in translation, the greatest ignorance consists of activities, whether religious or irreligious. And why is the greatest ignorance if it's religious?
Krishna's prasadam is being cooked.
Yeah, well, that was Rishikesh who was making all the noise. I just turned him off. So,
okay.
I think I actually answered that question already, that whether you have pious activities or impious activities, they're both done in forgetfulness of Krishna. So, really, dharma means, you know, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, sarva dharmam prichaja mamikam sharanam raja ham tvam sarvapapye, you know, Moksha Shami Masucha. The ultimate point of Dharma is to remember Krishna and never forget Krishna, to always serve Krishna. And so whether you are working in the mode of passion, whether you're working in the mode of ignorance, whether you're working in the mode of goodness, you're still forgetting Krishna. And that is actually the root cause of sin. Of course, it's better to be sinful in the mode of goodness than to be sinful in the mode of passion or sinful in the mode of ignorance, because it's easier to take up Krishna consciousness from the mode of goodness. However, the mode of goodness has its downside too, is that one becomes enamored by the sense of happiness in the mode of goodness. At least in the mode of passion, you have some mixed happiness and distress in the material world. And in the mode of ignorance, you're actually completely unconscious, basically. But the mode of goodness really is quite dangerous. You know, when you see something beautiful, you know, materially beautiful, you hear some beautiful music in this world, you're a vegetarian. Sometimes it's harder to bring someone to Krishna consciousness from the mode of goodness because they think they know everything than it is when dealing with someone from the mode of passion or ignorance. But in any case, sin means forgetfulness of Krishna. This is a larger definition of the word sin. Anything that is not service to Krishna is pap or sin, pap. That's a larger definition, and that's the definition we should concentrate on. Now, it may not be vikarma. There's a difference. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita, we learn about karma, vikarma, and akarma. You know, there's vikarma, which means activities which will drag you down, like eating meat, taking intoxication, having illicit sex, and gambling. Those are vikarmic activities that put you in a position that you're going to be punished by Yamaraj. Mm-hmm. Karmic activities in this particular context means activities in which you accrue some positive result and ultimately, well, you go to heaven. So technically speaking, in that particular context, when we say someone is a karmi, it means they're executing karma kanja activities to elevate themselves materially. Mm-hmm. But generally, the devotees use the term karmi to indicate someone who is accruing any type of karma. But technically, a karmi is someone who is engaged in karmakandya activities, pious activities in this world. And all karma means someone who does activities that accrue no result, that is, Krishna conscious activities. But whether you're talking about karma or vikarma, they're both sinful because they disconnect you from Krishna. You understand? So it's not that we would think, oh, someone who is actually pious is any better than someone who is not pious in an ultimate sense. Yes, in the sense that mode of goodness is easier for one to take the Krishna consciousness from. Okay. Here's your phone.
I just canceled. It was the Sudevi on the line. One small clarification, Gurudev. Regarding when you say Sri Krishna, when you say Sri Ram, when you say Sri Vishnu, what Sri actually mean?
Sri is Lakshmi.
So when you say Sri Guru,
it also means opulence. So we say Sri Ram, that can actually mean Lakshmi Ram or Sita Ram or Sri Krishna, just like you say Hare Krishna. Hari, of course, is the vocative, which means to call out all my energy of the Lord. Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare, not Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, like that. Sri is actually opulent. It means opulent or someone great. But basically, Sri is a name of Lakshmi.
So Gurudev, when you say Sri Guru Charana Padma, so when you say, what does Sri mean there?
That means the exalted. Because Lakshmi can also mean exalted. Sri can be exalted. Exalted. Sri Guru Charana Padma means the exalted lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. Kevala Bhakti Sadma is the only place, the one place, where bhakti resides. Krishna se tamar, Krishna dite par. You understand? Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakti Sadma. Badanvi Sabadana, cautioned. You know, Sabadana, you see that on the street signs in India, but nobody follows it. It's like in America, you have the word caution. In India, you say sarvadham, which means caution. And then in India, people think that means you go faster when you see the word sarvadham. Red light means you go through the light. It means you go faster through the light. I mean, that's India. Okay, thank you for your questions. Please give my blessings to Vishwanath for his new daughter.
We'll do that, Gurudev.
Tell Vishwanath, you know, I've given my blessings for his new daughter. I should write to him about it. I forgot about that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Gurudev.
So who else has a question?
I have a question, Maharaj.
Rangavinda, okay. What's the question?
Maharaj, in Madhulila, chapter 9, 289, Mahaprabhu said that when someone don't have a relation in the parampara of Madhavendra Puri, they will never get this Braja Bhakti that you are such a wonderfully glorifying last few days.
Yes.
So what happened to all those pure devotees? Those are not in our parampara.
Those are not in the parampara. They get Vaikuntha Bhakti, Ram Bhakti, or what other type of bhakti you like? Nishinga Bhakti, Korma Bhakti, Upendra Bhakti. What other type of bhakti would you like to have?
Well, I'm feeling a little sad that Mahaprabhu, this is so rare opportunity. I mean, they are deprived of the gold where they are playing with the silver.
If they accept Lord Chaitanya, even if they're not in our parampara, but if they accept Lord Chaitanya, they can get Braj Bhakti. Of course, you have Nimbarka actually taught about Braj Bhakti too. And those who were actually honest, even in the Nimbarka Sampradaya, can connect with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if they simply read the Srimad Bhagavatam. And you see this. Actually, if you go to Braj, you'll find many followers of Nimbarka Sampradaya who actually worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that way, they're getting the advantage of connecting with the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So in order to understand Braj Bhakti, in this age of Kali, it's necessary to worship the Yuga avatar. And even if they're in another sampradaya, they have to connect with our sampradaya somehow or other, maybe not by initiation. I mean, like even Baladev Vidyabhushan. He wasn't initiated, right, by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but he accepted Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
That's
so true. Even if someone is in another sampradaya, they can connect with Lord Chaitanya by accepting Lord Chaitanya. Mm. You know, Siksha Guru connects one with sampradaya. It's not that one has to take initiation in a sampradaya to be connected. One could be connected simply by accepting Siksha, accepting Lord Chaitanya. So we find in the Navadvipa Mahatmya that even Nimbarka, he accepted Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You've read the Navadvipa Mahatmya?
Yes.
By Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Yes.
So there's stories about Nimbarka there. So actually the word Nimbarka means someone who made the sun come from a tree, the Nim tree.
Yes.
And yeah, there was a reason. Actually, let me tell you a story. There's such an interesting story about Nimbarka. Once upon a time, a sage came, and Nimbarka wanted to offer him some prasad. And the sage said, I'm sorry that I cannot accept prasad after the sun goes down. So Nimbarka made the sun come from the tree. That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Pretty interesting. Okay. All right. So who else has a question?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Sadhidev Das.
Yeah. Okay. Let him ask a question. Yeah.
Gurudev, this is Adidev Das.
Yeah, Gurudev.
Yeah, yesterday, I just want clarification on yesterday that, you know, we already have Swarup and, you know, our material body is covered on top of it. So that means that Swarup is already established, like it is Swarup in Vrindavan, or it is like a Swarup of the soul, or...
Here's the question again. Same question. Our Swarup is part of our identity.
Yeah, so is it a Vrindavan Swarup, or it's just Ayodhya Swarup or Vaikuntha Swarup?
We'll have to figure it out when you realize your Swarup. Of course, you're a member of the conscious movement. I would assume that you have a Swarup in Braj.
Okay. And
except for Rishikesh. Everyone except for Rishikesh has a Swarup in Braj.
Oh, Gurudev, I'm sure you're going to come and pick me up from there.
Rishikesh has a Swarup. Let's see, trying to think of something really funny. In the Mahatattva.
it corroborates with what Prabhupada said in the part of 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita. It says that like we should be meditating on Krishna, you know, two-handed form of Krishna, holding flute, has peacock feather, and so we meditate on that. And what if a devotee his Swarup is Ayodhya, but he is meditating on Krishna his whole life? What will happen?
He'll go to Ayodhya. That's what happened. Like, you know the story I told about Anupama, the brother Rupa and Sanatan? They were advised to, he was advised, sorry. Rupa and Sanatan advised him just to meditate on Krishna. He wasn't able to do it. It's just that you won't be able to do it if your Swarup is actually in Ayodhya. Meditate on Krishna and Vrindavan, you wouldn't be able to do it. Your mind would be attracted to Ram. I mean, just your mind would just gravitate. You say, I just can't do it.
Is it applicable for the conditioned soul too? Or because they're exalted, right?
No.
Anupama.
No, it's applicable for someone who is actually at least on the stage of Raghunuga. Higher stage of Vaidhi. Yeah, it's not that right now you can realize it, but you know, on the higher stage of Vaidhi, you'll feel more and more attraction for the pastimes of Ram, and it just won't be able to get Ram out of your mind. Like Rishikesh just can't get Lord Vishnu out of his mind, as much as he tries to think of. As much as Rishikesh tries to think of Radha and Krishna and Braj, he just keeps seeing forearms and opulence and Garuda. And I can't help that, you know, as much as I try to instruct Rishikesh about Braj pastimes.
So, Gurudev, is it safe to say that whatever inclinations we have, that is going to be our Swarup when you're doing our Bhajan Kriya stage?
When you're on the platform of Raghunuga, yeah.
Okay.
But actually, right now, we are projecting, when we're just starting Vaidhi Bhakti, then we're actually projecting our inclinations, you know, and, you know, just like Prabhupada said, the ladies in the Krishna consciousness movement, they can consider themselves to be Krishna's wives or gopis. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they're going to be gopis. It's just like a mental construct to help them focus on their service attitude towards Krishna. But anyway, as we advance, it becomes very apparent whether we're Braj Bhaktas or we're Vaikuntha Bhaktas or whatever, or we're Maya Bhaktas.
Still Maya Bhakta, Gurudev. I'm still Maya Bhakta. Thank you, Gurudev. Yeah.
I offer my obeisance at the lotus feet of Krishna's illusory energy, which is so attractive. So, Actually, there was a question here. Who is Baladeva Vidyabhushan? Is Diksha Guru? Is Radha Damodar Goswami? The devotee, you know, he's a devotee in our sampradaya, but he was Madhvacharya. He was a Takavadi in the Madhvacharya sampradaya. But Vishwanath Chakravarti, Baladeva Vidyabhushana accepted his substantial guru was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So that's why you find the list in the Bhagavad Gita. And that list was not simply invented by R. Srila Prabhupada. That list comes from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the list of the disciples of succession. It comes from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, not from Prabhupada. And it's Siksha Sampradaya, Shiksha Sampradaya, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually wrote a song about the Siksha Sampradaya. And I forget the exact words. Maybe I can look it up. Give me a second. Sometimes I can look these things up by the help of my friend Google.
Krishna Hita Chaturmukha.
Yeah, I'm like trying to look up the whole thing. Sampradaya Bhakti Siddhanta. Song. Hold on a second. Song. All right, give me a second. Song. Oh, here, I think I got this. I hear someone who talks about it, but it's not the song. Here it is. Krishna hoite chaturmukha hari krishna sevamukha brahma hoite naradera bhakti narada hoite vyasa madhva kohe vyasa das purna pragya padmanabha gati. So in the beginning of creation, well, anyway, we don't have time to read it, but it's called Krishna hoite chaturmukha. And I don't have time to read the whole thing now because it's time to end. But there's a wonderful song written by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj as his guru. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was not his Diksha guru, he was a Siksha guru. His Diksha guru was Vipini Vihari Goswami. And the Diksha Guru of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vipini Vihari Goswami, was not very much appreciated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And there's a whole controversy about that, which we don't have time to talk about. But in any case, our sampradaya is a Siksha sampradaya. So someone can be connected with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Siksha. And that is just as good, or actually even better, than being connected just by Diksha. So Siksha is more important than Diksha. So on that happy note, we'll see or be in touch with everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. Oh, tomorrow's Friday. Sorry. I sort of was. Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. It was Lord's track of the day, so I'm on the internet all day long with conference calls and everything like that. Tomorrow's Friday here, or Saturday, for those of you in the South Pacific. Okay, all glorious to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.